Welcome to another weekly edition of Chatting with Charlie, hosted by Charlie Johnston, with his co-host, Dr. Joe Brickner, and presented by the Corps of Renewal and Charity. Visit us online at corac.co.
Good day, all you next bright steppers, and welcome to this special edition of Chatting with Charlie. I'm your host, Charlie Johnston, founder of CORAC and author of the blog site, A Sign of Hope. With me, my co-host, Dr. Joe Brickner. He's in Florida. He's playing a tournament, a basketball tournament for guys over 70. If I did that, I just wouldn't be here. You know, I mean, y'all would all be coming to my funeral. So stepping in for him today is CORAC's executive director, Mike Murray, who we affectionately all call MP. I don't know why, but we got into the habit of calling him MP. Our special guest today is Haley Berry, not to be confused with Hallie, although I am told she does have cat-like reflexes. Haley is the daughter of Doug Berry, who is the founder of the Battle Ready Coalition. Yeah, you probably know him well from his work on the U.S. Race Force. When we had our CORAC Field Day in Texas, Tyler, Texas, last summer, Doug did a demonstration. He's done great work for the faith and for teaching people self-defense. So first of all, let me say, MP, you got to say a word.
I'm just sitting in here in awe of Dr. Joe. I mean, 70 years old, and the guy's still out there hooping. Way to go, Dr. Joe.
He was a little bit nervous because he was saying that, you know, because of a shortage of some teams, we're going to have to play some of the guys that are 60s. And they're 60s. I'm like, holy cow. I wish that were my worry. Haley, why don't you say hi? I haven't seen you yet.
It's really great to see you. I'm really excited to be here. As you mentioned, so I'm Doug's daughter-in-law. I'm married to Doug's oldest son, Jordan. We have three kiddos, and I'm the co-owner. We actually just changed our name. So we were formerly the Battle Ready Coalition, and now we are called the Be Ready Coalition. And basically what we're passionate about is helping men, women, families of all ages be prepared, body, mind, and soul. So that's helping them prepare for this life and the next. We do a lot of Catholic preparedness, life coaching, and it's just what we're passionate about and kind of what we've, you know, dedicated our lives to. And so I'm just really excited to be here today.
Let's just jump right into it. The Be Ready Coalition, the Kick Butt with Assault Rosaries Coalition. That name was already taken, I presume. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you and your dad do through the Be Ready Coalition?
So it started with, you know, we've been doing preparedness for well over a decade now. This is something that we've always been passionate about. Doug has been traveling the globe for over 30 years. He has a show on EWTN. You know, he's gone to World Youth Day. He's done just so many different things. But his true passion has really been helping people be prepared. And be ready. It's something that we hear from Our Lady and all of the church approved apparitions. And it's just something that is really on our hearts here. It's something that we feel is not talked about very much. And so the Be Ready Coalition, our goal is to help, you know, any men, women, children, families of all ages that are coming to us, they're looking for some direction and how to be better physically prepared. But then also a huge part of that is our mindset. And then, of course, we always have to be right with God. So we're always putting, you know, our relationship with God is number one. And then once we have that in place, we can move on to, you know, the mental and physical preparedness. I think a huge thing that we really focus on, or what makes us unique, is that we really believe that God made us body, mind, and soul. And you really can't focus on one without the other two being harmed if they're neglected. And so you can't be your best spiritual self or have the best relationship with God if you are neglecting your body or your mind. God made us a very holistic person. And so we really want to focus on helping people, you know, achieve their best life and to help them prepare for what is coming and what may come their way, whether that's just a natural disaster or any coming tribulations that they might face in their life, whether that's even the loss of a loved one, anything that we as humans encounter on a daily basis, we just want to be there for them and help them to understand how to prepare for that and then how to handle those things all in line with the Catholic Church's teachings.
One of the keys here is that you combine your faith life with practical application of that faith life. And that's something, I don't know, I get irritated. I mean, this is something Doug and I have very much in common. I get irritated that so many Christians think if you're going to be truly Christian, you got to be wimpy. Mm-hmm. Where in heaven's name does that say that? I mean, in Luke 20, Jesus says, hey, I'm getting ready to leave. Y'all that don't have a sword, you better get one because you're going to need it on that. Trust me, Jesus knew what our sword was. God drew Moses and his people into the land of milk and honey. But when they got there, they had to milk the cows and take care of the bees. You know, we are God's hands and feet on earth. And I love one thing that Doug always says. You don't just have the right to defend your loved ones and your friends. You have the duty on it. And this is what we're talking about.
I mean, this is straight out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that it is our moral obligation to protect and defend, especially those who are vulnerable, you know, whether that is the unborn to any type of disabled or just the people that God has entrusted to your care. So if we're talking to husbands and fathers, that includes your wife and your children. For us mothers and wives, it's our husbands and our children. So each of us, no matter what our vocation is, we absolutely have a practical portion of living out our faith. And we see this that, you know, if you're reading any scripture, you're going to see this in almost every single book in the Bible from, you know, Saint Joseph of the Old Testament. We actually are creating a movie called The Remnant right now with BR Coalition Productions. And The Remnant is really about how anytime that the world goes into sinful, you know, tribulation of some sort, our Lord really calls out what we call the remnant. And it's actually in the Bible. The Lord calls it the remnant. And this examples of this are, you know, Noah's Ark. Noah and his family were the remnant. Saint Joseph of the Old Testament, he was foretold that there would be a massive famine. And so he took practical action and was able to feed not only his country, but surrounding tribes and all of the surrounding areas during a physical crisis. So this is something that we see God is, he made us body, mind, and soul. He made us that we have to physically eat. We have to drink water in order to physically stay alive. And so that is a huge part of living out our faith and just taking care of our bodies as a temple of the Holy Spirit.
This is right on target. I mean, one of the things that we go through when you speak about the remnant, and I've always gotten a little bit annoyed when people talk about the remnant, because when they do, they're usually saying, oh, all the good little girls and boys like me, you know, we're going to be protected and the angels are going to be our waiters and the saints are going to be our cocktail waiters. No, being part of the remnant does not mean that you're the special ones in. God's giving you a chance to show that you love him enough, not just to care for him, but to care for his people in direct action on that. So let me ask, why don't you just lay it out? Of course, you've done the Be Ready Coalition. It does some preparation courses to get people up to snuff on how to do this. Why don't you just lay out the different things that you do?
Right now, we are actually revamping our emergency preparedness course. We're calling it 2.0. And what we do inside this course is we break it down into, you know, I guess we've been doing preparedness, like I said, for well over a decade now. And how we have the most efficient way that we have found to teach people preparedness is based on what we call the five basic needs. So during any physical crisis, we say that there are five basic human needs, physical needs that every human being needs to have in order to, you know, be, you know, healthy and safe and all of those things. So those five basic needs are shelter, water, food, defense, and medical. And so those are the five basic needs that we teach inside the BR Emergency Preparedness course. And then within those five needs, we have encountered so many people, and I'm sure, Charlie, you could say this too with your line of work that you've been doing for several years, but we will encounter so many people that say, oh yeah, I'm a prepper, you know, and they call themselves a prepper, and they have, let's say they have 6 months of food stored. And we say, well, do you have any medical supplies? Do you have any water stored? And they're like, well, no. So we teach what we call the four tiers of preparedness, because what ends up happening is you are never going to be able to eat your 6 months of food if you don't even have 3 days of water, or if you don't know how to get water. And so there's a really imbalance, I think, when it comes to preparing. And because people don't necessarily have a guide and they're trying to do, and God obviously will bless their efforts, but our goal is to help them actually be prepared in a holistic way. So those four tiers that we teach are 3 days of all of the five basic needs. Then the next tier, tier two, is 3 weeks of the five basic needs. Tier three is 3 months of the five basic needs. And then tier four is 1 year of the five basic needs. And so what we teach inside the Beer Emergency Preparedness course is that before you have 3 months of food, you need to have 3 days of food, shelter, water, defense, and medical, and then move to 3 weeks. And this just helps people to not have a year's worth of food and no water stored up, because that's just not a practical approach to preparedness. And so that's what we teach inside the course, and it's worked really well. We have almost 4,000 members inside the course. So we're just really pleased with the results that we get and the feedback that we hear from our members on how they're able to actually have actionable steps and know how to get prepared. Because we encounter so many people, and I'm sure, Charlie, you're familiar with this too, of people who are wanting to do the right thing. They're wanting to be balanced. They're wanting to take a holistic approach to their spirituality as well as their preparedness, but they really just don't have a guide, or they're confused, or there's just so much information out there. And so we've just tried to do the hard work for them. In that way, they actually have a step-by-step proven system to actually get better prepared.
You know, Haley, one of the things I tell people is I don't believe in survivalists, because the fact is, with where we're going, survivalists won't. I tell people all the time, the single most important thing you have to do in these times is make friends, because the real currency that's going to keep everyone afloat is the people you know that you can count on and know that they can count on you. So you expand that, then that's huge. Now, of course, I love what you are doing. Because one of the things, when I founded Korak, I figured, okay, we got rough times coming. We need to give people the tools, the practical things they can do in order to live that, and send them, you know, follow Jesus's command, go for it. And that you've got a system that you've developed that's very practical for those things.
I was just going to say that, you know, something that Doug talks about frequently is how hope is found when you have a plan of action in the face of a crisis. And so our Lord has given us the instructions. It's in our catechism. It's in scripture. It's right at our fingertips. But the only thing that we can do, or that we have to do, is to take action on those things. And that's where our free will comes in. And you know, we see a lot of analysis paralysis and consuming information. So I would just really like to encourage anyone who's listening to this podcast, you know, you're obviously in tune to what's going on. This is something that you're dedicating your time to. And we all have, you know, our time is very precious to all of us. So don't just consume the information. I would really encourage you to take action. And just take the next best step, as Charlie, you always say. I think it's really important to really not just sit inside scripture and try to just keep that scripture in our minds, but actually realize that our Lord gave us that so that we knew how to live out our lives.
You know, a couple of years ago, I'm very close with David Delighton, who did the Planned Parenthood videos. We worked together on a lot of things, talked several times a week. And he asked me a few years ago, Charlie, why do you work so hard? on the pro-life movement behind the scenes with stuff. He said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you do. But why? Because you know everything's going to turn out okay, that God is going to move. And I told him, I said, well, David, I said, when God does show his hand, I want him to find me with my shoulder to the plow, not sitting in my easy chair waiting for him to take care of everything for me. And that's very important. All too often, people ask, you know, the problems are so big. What can I do? Well, quit collecting outrages. I mean, they're around there. You could collect them easier than you could collect manna back in the desert on those days. I always say, do the little that's right in front of you. This, we're talking about something where you can do something specific, a little right in front of you. That's what this is all about. And it will make not just you, but everyone around you better prepared. Tell me a little bit about the course. How do people become members with Be Ready? I'm still going to cut. If I call it Battle Ready.
When this podcast airs, we're going to be doing a live webinar training. We're going to be covering things like artificial intelligence. Doug has been speaking to several people that, you know, are ex-FBI workers and all these things that give him lots of insight. And so we're going to be sharing some of the things that we're able to share with our viewers. So people can go to brcoalition.com to sign up for that webinar. It's going to be this upcoming Tuesday. I'm actually going to look up the date right now so that I have that for the...
I just got that email today.
February 28th is going to be the webinar. So if you're listening to this podcast, you know, right when it comes out, you're able to get on that webinar. Is going to be really helpful for you. It's going to give you exact, you know, steps on, first of all, educating ourselves on why we need to be prepared. And we're really making an emphasis on, you know, the best time to prepare was last year and the next best time is right now. And so basically stop the procrastination and let us help you just take the next step for you, whatever you're able to do. So we're covering that in the webinar. And like I said, you can sign up for that on our website, brcoalition.com. And then as far as our course goes, if you're ready to just implement preparedness, we do it as efficiently and easily as possible. We're trying to get you from A to Z, you know, without any of the fluff. So you can sign up for our course at brcoalition.com/course.
And by the way, just, you know, maybe talking or giving you a little hint here, the course, how much is the course, Haley?
It's $299. That's our pre-sale. You get lifetime access, and then you also get twice a month private lives with Doug. So anytime that you have, you know, you can have the course for 40 years and you're still going to have access to Doug to ask him your preparedness questions. And it's really a very tight-knit community. We have a circle community is what it's called. It's a private community off of Facebook. So there's no censorship that goes on where our members can interact with each other. So you can, if you're from Florida, you can find other Florida, we call them breppers. So instead of preppers, we're breppers because we are BR emergency preparedness course. So you can enter, we can just that community portion, like you were talking about earlier, is also a huge part of the course. In fact, some people have said they've just joined for the community itself, because knowing that you're not doing this alone and knowing that there's other Catholics and Christians preparing with you is such a powerful motivator and encourager during these kind of difficult times.
But rumor has it that CORAC members, when they sign up as CORAC members, may get a little bit of a discount.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, one of the things that CORAC is trying to do, when you go to our website, you see we've got stuff on homeopathy, health and wellness, communications, the radio network. Basically, all of those teams that we put, the education committee, has been to give people tools to build community on their own. Now, of course, with CORAC, you know, you got to buy your own homeopathy kit, you got to buy your own radio and everything. We just do this gratis. However, there's work that goes into this stuff. And Doug and I have long had an implicit coalition. We'll make it more explicit on the thing. With Doug's course, I'm just going to say right up front here, Doug is the real deal. He's not a guy that's out to make a buck. He's not out to make a buck and not give value received. And this is real stuff that will help you build the communities. And I know MP is working with you on that, those things, isn't he, Haley? Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, we're more than happy to offer a discount to CORAC members. Our main goal with it is to, you know, for to get it in as many hands as possible and for people to not only watch the course, but to actually implement it. And another reason, it does take, you know, large amounts of money to run an organization this big. And, you know, when you're doing it full time, which people understand, but on the other side of it too, I think truly, and this is just me speaking, you know, not as a, you know, a co-owner of BRC, but just as Haley Berry, that when we find something that's really important to us, that we will put our time, effort, and our finances towards that thing or that goal. And so when people have to make a little bit more of an investment, if, you know, for instance, if we offered the course for $9, for instance, those people might not set a time aside because it wasn't enough of an investment for them to take it seriously. And so we see our preparedness members who do make an investment in the course, which it is. We see them getting incredible results because they have decided that this is something that they have to set a time, their money and their time for, so that they can actually achieve the results that we offer inside the course. So I really encourage people to really think of it. We call it a strategic investment. And it's something that's really important in these times of inflation. You know, people are still buying $5,000 flat screen TVs. They're still spending money on Netflix and Disney Plus. And so we're just asking you to put this in your budget for the month, call it your late Christmas present. And the results, if you implement, you know, if you truly implement what we're teaching, your results are going to be incredible. So we really pride ourselves in the work that we put in and the results that we get from our members inside the course.
Haley, I want to make clear that there was no veiled criticism in my statement. It was, you know, where we're going. The fact is, I have to ask people regularly for money. Yep. We're supported by donations. You charge a reasonable fee. You know, back when I was doing politics, there were sometimes where we wouldn't do something for free because we wanted to weed out, you know, the drive-by things. Yeah. They did spend something. They took it seriously, exactly. My concern always is this legit and does it give real value? And I'm here to say, I'm here to say, Doug Berry and your organization give value received. It's well worth it. And I fully endorse what you're doing and work with you. So
it's totally, you know, I totally see where you're coming from. It's something that, you know, we get on a regular basis that, oh, you're a ministry. Can't it just be free, you know, or all these different things. And for, you know, it, the reality of the world is that, you know, in order for me to put a roof over our head with my husband and to feed our three kids, this is what we do completely full time. The ministry feeds not just our family, but several families. And a lot of time and effort go into these things, and for good reason, because this is something that we truly do believe, like you're saying, Charlie, that this adds value to people's lives. And it's something that we find, think is really important. So if this is something that you're considering, another option, we offer a lot of free things on our, we have a podcast, the BR Coalition podcast. We have the BR Coalition YouTube channel. We have on our website a bunch of free resources. Our most common download, our most popular download is called the Ultimate Preparedness Free Guide. And that's a great place to start if you're wanting to see more about what we're about and kind of just take those first few steps. So you can get that at brcoalition.com/prepare. That's our ultimate free guide, like I said. And it's just going to walk you through basic preparedness steps that you can take, and that's entirely free. So there are tons you can do if you don't have the budget yet or you're saving up or any of those things. There's lots you can do, you know, just to take the next best step right now.
Yes, I love that. You know, my actual phrase is the next right step. But some of my closest people, they always have their little variations on it. The priest who keeps the archives on me, he always calls it the most right step. So I like to.
We're all saying the same thing.
The best right step. You know, one of the things that I've been actually, I'm working with some people on right now, and MP doesn't even know this, is basically it's very nascent, working with some critical people to get a coalition of key groups that really are working. You know, you get tough stuff that some people are all worried about their tough turf wars. They're worried about their niche in this economy. This economy is going away. I'm looking to maybe put together a coalition of Christians and Jews too, if they want to, that are working together to deal with these things so that we have real community on that. And so that we're sharing some resources, each doing things our own way, but sharing with each other some stuff. Have y'all ever given any thought to that at all, Haley?
So that's actually something that we have kind of working in the pipeline as well. And I'm not sure, Charlie, you know, if you have only Catholics on your, you know, as your members, I'm assuming it's kind of very.
In Florida are Protestant.
So we are, you know, the BR Coalition, we are Catholic. Everything that we teach is obviously all in line with Catholic Church teaching. But we like to say that our emergency preparedness course and our life coaching that we do is all just if you believe that as a moral human being, you should be better prepared to protect your family. So if you hold those values to be true, the course is something or, you know, any of our free content is something that you're going to find still valuable. Like I said, we're Catholic. We teach, you know, everything is in line with the Catholic Church, but this is something unity and community is something that is we're adamant about. And that's why we have our name is the Coalition. Coalition is a group of people. And so it's something that we're very adamant about. And as far as kind of those communities go, we're working on what we call BR Coalition ambassadors. And those are people that have gone through the course and are ready to take what they've learned and teach in their community, in their local area, and to gather people and create an even deeper community than we can do online. And so that's something that we're currently working on, those BR Coalition ambassadors. And then we're hoping to kind of establish what we're going to call BR Coalition chapters all around the globe. We have members in Australia and Germany and Africa. So we're really global right now. And so those chapters, I think, are going to be an essential part of you having local help as well and not just online help.
That's critical. I know that's something that we are doing this year. I'm working on that, is drilling down to local. If you've got a CORAC member and you don't have another one within 100 miles, which is fairly rare, fortunately, except in the states where, you know, there's nothing for 100 miles. I want people getting teams together and start working. And this can be an important part for those that can manage it on things.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely something that we have working on this year. And so, yeah, we'll have to keep people posted as we get closer and closer to rolling that stuff out.
Now, MP, I understand that you've been working with Haley on a few things. Are there things you can tell us about?
Covered. I think you covered most of it. CORAC is going to become an affiliate with BRC. We just started talking about that. And like you mentioned, hopefully we can provide some easy methods for our members to sign up and some perks and other incentives and all that. Because now as an affiliate, we're going to be special, right, Haley?
That's right. You're special for sure.
Obviously, there's a lot of great overlay there. We match up real well. We're doing this a lot of the same things, calling them different things and all that. But, you know, the heart of it's there. And I'm with Charlie. I'm huge. I get a little frustrated with some of the pushback from other communities, other Catholic communities and that, you know, you mentioned turf wars and all that. My gosh, if there was a time for us to come together, it's now, baby. There's strength in numbers and strength in our faith. So I'm huge on that. The more we can put these things together, the better, and everyone let their guard down and let's make it happen. This is a good step for us. Your father-in-law and Charlie go a little ways back, good friends, and, you know, we love what you're doing. What I like about it, Charlie knows, I hate trying to reinvent the wheel, and you guys are doing some great things, and it really takes a little bit of that load off, and hopefully we can reciprocate in some great ways for you as well. So
Eastern Montana, we had those women that got involved with CORAC, but they weren't involved with CORAC because they decided that CORAC gave the best, quickest, easiest way to get introduced to homeopathy and make it work. We've got them involved with CORAC now. But, you know, when you give people tools, that's something key.
Yeah, that's great. Real quick, before we move on, I just wanted to kind of share, I guess, what kind of units are within the course as well, because when you're talking about homeopathy, so I'm a licensed nurse. We obviously cover the shelter, water, food, defense, and medical. We cover transportation, finding your plan B location, and then there's bonuses too. And our latest unit that's going to be releasing in April for our 2.0 course that's a little bit more upgraded is we get into sustainability and some homesteading. So my husband and I, we've been homesteading for several years. And it's something that is really important for a lot of people as they kind of get into a more sustainable, you know, further away from government corporations and, you know, relying on big things to provide your basic needs. So if anyone that's listening is interested in more, you know, whether that's even having a few chickens in your backyard or growing a small garden on your, you know, even if you just have a small patio, there's just so much that you can do to be a little bit more self-sustainable. And that's something that we also cover inside the course as well.
Beautiful. And that's, these things are critical right now. MP, maybe I interrupted you. I try not to interrupt, but it seems to be wired into my DNA.
I do the same thing. So we're perfect for each other. I just one thing, there's a waiting list for the new course you're rolling out. I should know this, but when are you actually launching?
So right now we're just doing the pre-sale, and which just means that you can get in at a discounted price for the new updated course. And you'll get immediate access to the course that we have right now. But as far as the 2.0, the updates are all going to be going live on April 25th, 2023. So, in not too distant future, that entire course will be live, and it's a one-time purchase. So like I said, once you enroll in the course, you are a prepper for life. You get access to all of our future updates. So all of our current members, they're getting the Prep 2.0 absolutely free. So as the world changes, as more information is updated, you know, we try to always update the course every 1 to 2 years to make sure that, you know, everything is still up to date and that you're still getting as valuable information as we can give you.
What we are trying to do, I get some confusion on this at some time. I am not interested in fighting with the federal government. They're irrelevant. They are crumbling even as we speak. And the reason I formed CORAC 2.5 years ago was that we have to have a system in place where people can work together and thrive when government doesn't work. Do you know, last year, of all the people that called the IRS asking for questions, only 20% of the calls got answered at all. We can't even defend ourselves against a stinking balloon anymore. You know, all of these things, you've got trains derailing left and right, you've got plants and factories and food supplies, the food warehouse is blowing up or catching fire and everything. And the Biden administration's only answer to it is to say, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Not do anything. It's Trump. You know what I mean? Federal government does not work anymore. We've got to have ways, and people have to have the tools where we can form godly communities working together. That's what we're doing. That's what Haley and Doug are doing. And we have to work together now. There is no king of the hill. We are all having to work together to form the new city of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug has a great example that I like to share, but he always talks about, you know, if you have a group of 10 people and a crisis happens, and one of those people is prepared and 9 of them aren't, that one person is going to be not able to provide, right, for the other 9. He's not going to have enough resources. And let's say there was 5 out of the 10 that were prepared. Well, then it's a little bit more even. Each one can take one other person and share their things. So this is not, you know, prepping has a very, I think, in the secular world, a very selfish and hoarding connotation to it. And that is not what we teach in the BR Coalition. It's not godly, we don't believe. And, you know, the corporal works of mercy are feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless. You know, it's shelter, water, food, defense, and medical. And how are you able to feed the hungry if you do not have food to give, right? So that is something that we teach, and it's something that we believe is incredibly scriptural, and is something that is very, very important for all of us to not, we don't need to be, you know, we don't need to all have a year of shelter, water, food, and defense and medical for our entire communities. That's not what we're asking, but you do have to take the next step. One of my favorite biblical quotes is from Matthew 11:12. And in that quote, you guys can look it up that are listening, but Matthew 11:12 talks about how we have to take heaven violently. And scripture uses that word, and it's not something that's talked about very often. And it doesn't mean that we're taking heaven for ourselves, but what it means is that, you know, we are fighting, we need to violently fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so being a Catholic, being a Christian is, this is not something that we passively do just in our homes for the 80 years that we're on this earth. It's that we need to be passionate and violently fighting against the forces of evil, whether that is the federal government trying to harm us or whatever it is. It's something that we need to all work together to fight against, because the enemy is relentless. And so we have to be too.
And for a few years, a lot of people made fun of Noah. And then when it started to pour, they're all trying to get on his boat. You know what I mean? Now, what you're doing it correct and what you're doing it bad already, Cole, is what I tell people all the time is we're trying to build a big enough boat so that when folks finally figure out, hey, it's raining pretty hard, we're going to have room to take them in. But when we do take them in, they're going to have to do something. No freeloading with our community.
I think that's such a powerful, we talk about Noah all the time and how, you know, everyone back in his day, I'm sure, thought he was absolutely crazy. And another thing that I'll mention too, is that, you know, prepping or preppers, like I said, they have this connotation that's kind of negative still, I feel like, in the secular world. But prepping, what we call prepping, which is having some stored food and water and skills, it's not just about storage, right? It's about knowing how to do things. Those were just common knowledge. That was something that your parents taught you when you were 4, how to start a fire, because that's how you cooked food. So it's such a American 21st century only type of attitude, because if you would have asked any generation prior to this, having more than a week's worth of groceries or a week's worth of water in your home was just common sense, and was very, like, everyone around the entire globe knew how to grow food. It's gotten, you know, commercial farming and all these things are just so 21st century for all of us, but we just live in our tiny little worlds and our tiny little minds. So I always encourage people to just kind of stretch their brain a little bit and think about what just being a human, even in other centuries, looks like, because preparedness is something that is not new.
And frankly, we're so ill-prepared because we have atrophy, the basic home skills and frontier skills upon which even our grandparents absolutely relied. So we're going to do it right. We're not so much doing something new as bringing people back to what works.
Well, I guess I would just really like to encourage everyone that's listening to, you know, like I said, and like Charlie has said, and MP as well, that all of us need to just do our part. Community is a huge aspect to this. We're not asking you to do everything, because if every single one of us do something, then together we are going to be extremely powerful. And so just look at what's going on in the world. I encourage you to get on our upcoming webinar on Tuesday, February 28th, if you want to hear a little bit more about some of the updates that's going on in the world and kind of what the next steps we recommend for those. And whether you join the course or whether you join, you know, if you become a CORAC member, just take action. And if you're wanting some direction, I really encourage you to, you know, go to CORAC, go to brcoalition.com, and use those resources that we have worked so hard to put together for you so that you don't have to do 10 years of research like we've done, and that way you can get better prepared quickly and efficiently, and you can be hope when something goes, you know, awry in your life, whether that is, you know, financial collapse or economic collapse of any sort in our country, or if it's just even a disaster within your household, a medical emergency, just being better prepared is always something that we think is very important for all of us to do.
Iterate, we'll make it easy for everyone. I think I told you Monday, since that course, that next course is out Tuesday online, I'll probably get this out tomorrow. So I'll get it out to our base along with this podcast episode, and I'll rush it through and have our folks put it together. So that's
all
it
right. for me. On that note, I will tell you folks, first of all, Haley, I love what you're doing. Of course, your dad is a man, or your father-in-law, I should say, is a man that I'm glad to be friends with and I much admire. He has been steadfast working in the vineyard for decades. And I very much appreciate that. And I appreciate what you're doing right now. And finally, for Haley Berry, for MP, better known as Mike Murray, actually, he's better known as MP, I think. And for me, Charlie Johnston, I'll tell all of you Next Right Steppers, until the next time, remember, the secret to happiness is to acknowledge God, take the next right step, and be a sign of hope to those around you. Until next time, God bless.